Is Daf Yud. So we got to the bottom of Testament Beis, the beginning of the new parak. This is now the third parak of the Masechta. The Mishnah begins as follows: Kohen Mashiach Shechata, a Kohen Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol who sins, v'acharkach aver mimishichusa. Then afterwards he lost his post. Could be for a variety of reasons. It could be he was tamei. Could be he had a mumah of some sort. Either way, he lost his kuna gadola. So then v'chei nasi. Similarly, a nasi shechata v'acharkach aver migdula. So while he was a nasi, he violated a certain avera and would owe a certain carbon, but he then lost his post. Could be different reasons as well. It could be that the Klal Yisrael had demoted him. So then what's the halacha? Kohen Mashiach mevi par, v'anasi mevi sayer. Kohen Gadol would bring a par, and like he normally does, and a nasi brings a sayer as well. So then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mashiach sha'avar mimishichusa. Mashiach Kohen Gadol loses his post, he's no longer Kohen Gadol, then acharkach chata. Then he sins afterwards when he's no longer Kohen Gadol. Or v'cheina nasi shava migdulasa, nasi is no longer a king, v'char kechata, then he sins, kohen mashiach mevi par, v'anasi kehedot. Here it's different. If he sinned after he was done with his position, so kohen gadol still remains a kohen gadol and still brings the regular par, but a sar no longer brings the sire. A number of explanations are brought to what the difference is between a nasi and a kohen gadol, but the simple understanding is that a kohen gadol is a kedusha, and he never loses kedusha, even after he's avar, even though he no longer can act as a kohen gadol, he still has this inherent kedusha to him. That's the Gevurah Sari's understanding. And a nasi, no, his nasius is all tali. It's not inherent kedusha. It's all tali on the appointment from the tzibur. If he's no longer appointed, so mimela, then he loses his status of a nasi and have to bring a regular carbon like anybody else. So Gemara asks the question, very last line of Testament Beis, Hashta, now that we've said Yesh Lomar, Avar Mimishichuso, he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, V'chaka Chata, then he stins, yet he still may be par, even though he's not acting as a Kohen Gadol, he still brings the cow. If it's a chata, if he sinned, and then a charkach avar mishichus, and only after he sinned does he bring, lose his kuna gdola, tzichal meimar? Of course he brings a par. If when he's no longer an acting kohen gadol, he sins, brings a par. Certainly if he sinned when he was acting, even though he's no longer anymore, kal vachomer, he should have to bring the regular par of a kohen gadol. Tzichal meimar, do you have to tell me? So Gemara says, Mishum de katani gavi nasi, dechi avar muni siwasa v'chakar chata kedyo, maisi ahachi, tani gavi mashiach chata v'chakar avar mevi par. You're right, we don't have to tell me the halacha, but once we toss the kates of a nasi, we have to teach a chiddush by a nasi that if he does lose his malchus, and then sins, he's a regular hedyo, we have to teach you by just to be consistent, even though it wasn't needed to be taught, we just want to have the consistency, we said that we brought the same exact case when it came to a Kohen Gadol. Gemara now says, Minani, Mili, how do you know these words to be true? The lacha that a Mashiach, a Kohen Mashiach that's avar, and a charka chata, that he still brings a par of a Kohen Gadol. The Tanur brought in the Brisa tells us, Vihikriv al chataso, he brings a carbon on his chatas, on his avera. Milame chemevi chataso, misha avar. That he brings a chatas even after he's no longer, even a sha'avar, even though he lost his kuna gadola, he's no longer acting, he still brings a carbon par of a Kohen Gadol. Unclear what the drasha is here. There's no real, the Gemara doesn't explain, Rashi doesn't explain what the drasha here is. The Rimi Lo'Neil thinks that there's an extra word, asher chata. The pasuk says, v'hikriva al-chataso al-sher chata. Al-chataso asher chata is extra, so that's superfluous, so therefore the Rimi Lo'Neil says that's the extra drasha. So, v'alo dinu, isn't this a kal v'chomer? Ma nasi shemevi b'shkagos ma'isa ein mevi chataso mishavar. A nasi who brings a regular chatas when he violates an aveir bishkaga, but he doesn't bring a chatas when he's no longer a nasi, he's a regular hedyo. So Mashiach, who is much more restricted, his halachas, she'ein maybe shkagas maisa, he never brings a chatas when he does a shkagas maisa alone, ela al helm davar im shkagas maisa, only if it's in combination with a helm davar, it's very limited when the Kohen Gadol would bring. So lo kol shkagin a kavachomer, he shouldn't bring a karban if he's avar mishichuso. Again, if a nasi doesn't bring when it's avar mishichuso, kavachomer kohen gadol shouldn't bring a carbon when it's avar mishichuso. That's what you would have thought. So tamalomer, the Gemara says v'hikriv achataso melamed shemevi achataso misha avar. Even though the kohen gadol no longer has the status of kohen gadol, still he brings a chatas. It's a special gzeres akalsus. Even the logic would dictate otherwise. Gemara asks, v'naisi nami nasi mikavachomer. Let's go the other direction. Let's now say that maybe a Nasi should bring a carbon even though Avar Minisiyah, so learning a Kavachomer from a Kohen Gadol. How so? Ma Mashiach, just like a Kohen Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol, Shein maybe Bishkagas Maisa, he doesn't bring a Shkagas Maisa alone, he can never bring a carbon on a Shkagas Maisa unless there's a Helm Davar. Yet he's maybe a chatas mishavar. Yet a Kohen Gadol does bring a chatas, even though he's no longer acting as a Kohen Gadol. So then a Nasi, who does bring karbanos more than Kohen Gadol, that a Nasi is shemevi chatas bishragas ma'isa alone. A Nasi brings more karbanos than a Kohen Gadol. Eino din, is it not a kalvachomer shemevi chataso mishavar? So certainly the Nasi should have to bring a karban even after he's lost his position. So here's, well, you're right, logic would dictate that, but there's a gzeres hakasuv telling us that a nasi doesn't bring when he loses his malchus, tamalomer, based on the pasuk, asher nasi yechta kishi nasi, ein b'kishu hedyo lo. When does a nasi bring? Only when he's acting as a nasi. But if he's not a nasi, then he doesn't bring the carbon of a nasi, rather he brings a carbon of a hedyo of a regular person. The new Mishnah tells us now in Daf Yudam Alf, that chatu achelu nismanu, let's say they sinned before being appointed in the position, v'acharkach nismanu, afterwards they were appointed as position, so then this is referring to both a Kohen Gadol and a Nasi. If they both sinned before they were promoted to Kohen Gadol or a Nasi, so then they bring harei elu kedyotos, they go based on their status when they were before they were appointed, and the regular hedyotos bring regular karbanos yachid. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im nodelehem achelu nismanu, it depends on when they were aware of it. If the Kohen Gadol, before he was Kohen Gadol, and the Nasi before he was Nasi, if they were aware they did an Aveira before they actually got appointed, so then Chayavim, they're Chayav to bring like regular Hedyotos. So Ruvain did an Aveira, he was aware of his Aveira, and then he became Kohen Gadol, or Nasi, so then he has to bring a carbon Yachid, because he knew about his Aveira before being a Kohen Gadol or Nasi. However, Mishin Ismanu, if they only became aware of their Aveira once they were appointed. Ruvain sinned on January. He was appointed king in February, and March he became aware of his sin that took place in January before he became king. Doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Shimon says it all depends when he became aware. Since he only became aware of the Aveira when he was already a Kohen Gadol, when he was already a Nasi, so then there'd be Bipturim, they're potter from bringing these Karbanos. Okay, so the Mishnah now says, Ezum Nasi, which is a Nasi, Zemelech, it's a king. Even though up until now we've been talking about a Nasi as a Nasi. A Nasi you could have thought is a Nasi of a Shevet. Each Shevet had its own Nasi, the Karbanos Nasi and Parshas Naso. It's not a Nasi of a Shevet, it refers to the Melech, the king. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk describing the Karbanos of a Nasi, Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Elokav, She'ein Agabav Ela Hashem Elokav. The only being above the king is that of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but no one else. A king has the full strength, full power. We know that a king has the ability to kill anyone he wants if he feels necessary. The king doesn't require Edim or Hasra. If he thinks there's a need to kill someone, he's allowed to kill someone. It's actually interesting, Or Samech that says, I know you like Or Samech, he says, although the king has the right to kill anyone he wants, the Rambam writes, because tikkun medina, to fix the medina. So he says, only types of averas that reflect, that rather impact the functioning of society. Something that has no impact on society, on tikkun medina, he has no rights. So in other words, he says, anything that has to do, bein adam l'chavero, that's where the king has the rights to kill someone. But if it's bein adam l'makom, someone's involved in arayos, which does not impact tikkun medina, then the king does not have the right to kill someone on his own volition. Fine. There's a safek here. The Gemara, the Mishnah says that there's no one above the king other than Hashem. Let's say the king is the greatest Jew. He's the most powerful Jew, but there's the Umos HaOlam. He lives in a non-Jewish nation where there's an emperor who's greater than the king. Would that still be considered the same din of no one's on top of him? So there's a safek in the Achronim, but they bring a Rambam that writes in Hilchos Shkagos that She'ezu Nasi, the Rambam writes, She'ein alav rishus me'adam mi'yisrael. There is no yid that's greater than him. Even though there might be a non-Jew who's more powerful than him, he still is considered the nasi and the melech, and we have to bring all the karbanos as a regular nasi. Okay, Gemara now says, Menon, Emili, how do you know these words to be true? The Tanya Rabbanim. The Braisa teaches us as follows. Ima kohen Mashiach yechta, the pasuk says, prat lekodmos, to tell me that a Kohen Gadol, Ruvain was appointed, he did Averis in January, he was appointed Kohen Gadol in February. So maybe all those Averis he never brought Karbanos for from January, he could bring as a, he's Pater because he's a Kohen Gadol now. Kohen Gadol doesn't bring Karbanos on Shkagas Maisa alone, he needs to have a Par Helm Davar with it. Gemara says, no, Asher Yechta, that he will sin, Prat l'kodmos, excluding the kodmos, those that were earlier, that were already misha'avar, he is required to bring karbanos on those kodmos. V'alo dinu, isn't it a kal v'chomer, asks the Gemara. Ma nasi shemevi b'shkagas ma'isa in ein mevi al ha'kodmos. A nasi who brings a shkagas ma'isa, yet he doesn't bring on earlier veros. So then a Mashiach, who's more limited in his karbanos, she'ein mevi, only brings el al helam davar im shkagas ma'isa, much more limited when a Kohen Gadol brings a karban. Eino din, isn't it logical, shelo yavi al ha'kodmos? So if a Nasi doesn't bring on kodmos on earlier averos, before he was appointed Nasi, so certainly a Kohen Gadol shouldn't bring karbanos on previous averos on kodmos. Why do you need a pasuk here? Lo, the Gemara says that Kal v'chomer isn't sound, because Imam Ris Benasi, if you tell me that a Nasi doesn't bring kodmos, shekein ein mevi chataso mishaver, because a Nasi doesn't bring karbanos Nasi on averos that take place after he was removed, after the fact of when he's no longer Nasi. So then, but Tomer b'Mashiach, but a Kohen Gadol, shemevi chataso mishaver, when the Kohen Gadol does bring a karban, Kohen Gadol, even when he's no longer acting after the fact, he still brings Mishavar when he's removed from his post. So we see that there are some times where the Kohen Gadol does bring that Nasi doesn't bring. So now that we've established Mevi Chataso Mishavar, since we know a Kohen Gadol would bring a Karbanos on Averis taking place after he was a Kohen Gadol, one might think he should also Yavi Alakonmos, he should bring the Karbanos on, have the Halachas of Kohen Gadol on those Averis that took place before he was Kohen Gadol as well. And that's why you need the pasuk Tamil Omar HaMashiach Yechta Chata Kishu Mashiach Mevi, but Kishu Yehediot Eino Mevi. When does a Kohen Gadol bring the halacha as the karbanos of a Kohen Gadol? Only when he's acting, when he's actually appointed a Kohen Gadol. But averus that took place before being a Kohen Gadol, he's just a Yehediot Ba'alma and is not subject to the halachas of a Kohen Gadol. Matani Nami, the Brisa says the same thing Gabi Nasi. It says Kohen Gadol Asher Nasi Yechta, when a Nasi sins. Prat l'kodmos. What?
Kiyagavna, I think.
Oh, Kiyagavna, sorry. But Gavi Nasi Kiyagavna, the same idea by Nasi. Asher Nasi Yechta, when a Nasi sins. When he's a Nasi, he sins. Prat l'kodmos, excluding the earlier of Eros that took place before he was yet a Nasi. So the Gemara, the Brisa says, "Valo dinu, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Why do you need a pasuk telling me that a Nasi doesn't bring on kodmos? Ma Mashiach shemevi chataso mishavar. Kohen Gadol who does bring karbanos, Kohen Gadol, even though he's a shavar, he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, but he's eno mevi al kodmos. But the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring on earlier veros. So Nasi kal v'chomer that she'ein mevi chataso mishavar. We know a Nasi doesn't bring a karban Nasi when he's no longer, when he's shavar, when he lost his position as Nasi." So Eino Din, so Kal v'chomer shelo yavi al kodmos. So certainly the Nasi shouldn't bring karbanos Nasi on averus taking place before he was a Nasi. Gemara says no, can't bring a Kal v'chomer from Mashiach, because Ma'al Mashiach shekein ein mi. We know that Kohen Gadol is more limited when he brings karbanos shekein eino mevi bishkagas ma'isa. He doesn't bring a Kohen Gadol doesn't bring a karban on a stam shkagas ma'isa unless there's a helam davar with it. So Tom, are you going to tell me that the same restriction would apply to a Nasi? She maybe Bishkagas Maisa, he does bring karbanos on Shkagas Maisa. So Gemara says, Hol maybe Bishkagas Maisa, since a Nasi does bring a karban on a mistake alone without a Helam Davar, so one might think as well, you should expand his application of karbanos. Yavi al HaKodmos, he should also bring karbanos on averus taking place before he was actually appointed a Nasi. Tama Lomar, Asher Nasi Yechta Shechata. Only when he's a Nasi does he have to bring a karban Nasi. But lo shechata vodeh hedyo. But not when he's sinned and he's a dying hedyo, when he's still a hedyo and he's sinned, then he wouldn't have to bring a karban Nasi.
How far back does it go back?
Doesn't go back at all. If he's before he's a Nasi, he brings a regular hedyo.
But what I'm saying is, it says that if he becomes a Nasi, he has to go back on the karban.
No, he doesn't go back.
Except for Rabbi Shimon.
Right.
He doesn't go back at all.
No, not at all.
But what would be the question if somebody should go back? If it's after,
doesn't make a difference. It's not halacha l'mais. We don't go kodmos, so it's completely out of the picture. Raisa says Tanu Rabbanan, Asha Nasi Yechte, that when a Nasi sins, Yachal Gazra. I mean, when a Nasi sins. Who said a Nasi is going to sin? It's such a im. If a Nasi sins, Asha, that he's going to sin? Is it Yachal Gazra, Gazra? You would think a Kadosh Baruch Hu made a gzeirah from Shemayim that the Nasi has to do an avera? Tama Lomar, Ima Kohen Mashiach Yechta. So we says by Kohen Gadol that if the Kohen Gadol sins, Mala Halan L'Chashiachta, Just like the Kohen Gadol, it's imit, if he sins, so too, even though the word asher is used, we'll see a reason why asher is used, but even though asher is used by a nasi, it really means if the nasi sins, he should go ahead with the protocol of the psukim. We'll see why the word asher is used in the next page. Amar mar, yachal gazra gzera, mechadeser. So what the havamina to think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was gozer, he made a decree that the nasi has to sin? What type of havamina is that? Gemara says, Amar, yes, in such a concept exists. We do have other places where Kadosh Baruch Hu is gozer on neveros. Ashkechan dichsiv v'nasati neged tzeras v'beis eretach huzaschem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to place tzeras on the houses. When Klai Yisrael enters into Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael, they're going to find tzeras on the walls. It's a besur hilahem, it's a message, it's a announcement to them, shenegarim bar malem, dira Rabbi Huda, that negarim are coming upon them. So that's a gzera, that he gave a gzera, you're going to find tzeras. It wasn't if, it's the guarantee that will happen. So we see that there is such a concept of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being gozer, certain types of averos. Now, unclear what this really means as well. It wasn't really a davara. Look at Rashi for a second. It was a good start. Rashi says, "Dichsiv bottom right here, Nasati nega tzeras bebeis ereta chuzaschem besura hilahem, shakasim mibesarim." It was announcing to them, "Shaosir lios." It's going to be. It wasn't a if; it was a guarantee that this will happen. Afal pisha davarahu. Even though this is bad, hachanami ema gazra. So it's a bad thing to have tzeras. Tzeras is a bad indication. But Tosfos Rashi says not a bad indication. It was telling them that they had gold hidden below the walls, inside the walls. That's what they're looking for. So Tosfos Rashi has a different approach. What's going on here?
But Rashi in the parsha, I think says.
Yeah, it's really a Gemara.
It's really
a Gemara quote.
Rashi mentions it.
Right. So, but Tosfos, right, not here, he doesn't mention it. But Tosfos Rashi does mention this. So Tosfos Rashi says, even though it's not really exactly the same, because by the teras on the house, that was actually a good basura. By the nasi, it's a bad basura. Still, it's close enough that we have Kadosh Baruch Hu does make guarantees. Sometimes good and sometimes bad guarantees. But he's guaranteeing that the nasi is going to sin.
It's very different when you say it on the nasi than we say it on the klal, no? Great,
ain't a chanami. But there's a concept that the Gemara Numa says that a leader can only be a leader if he has a bag of shrutzim, a saksha shrutzim. To become a great leader, but why we got the whole shiur about this as well, it comes up in many, many places. This week's parsha is a great, I forget what it was exactly, with Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was he was very uncomfortable going into work in the Mishkan because he was involved in the Cheta Ego. So Moshe Rabbeinu says that, Moshe of Zakenim says this, that Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, you're worthy. Why are you worthy of this? Because you sinned, that made you worthy, because now you know what it's like to be human, and you can really represent the rest of Klal Yisrael. So really, every Nasi is going to sin. That's what makes a great leader. They make mistakes, but they learn from the mistakes and become much, much greater. Continuing out of the Brisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Pratlin.
Weinberger said that's why Noach didn't outreach anybody.
Right. So Rabbi Shimon Omer Pratlin Nigei Neonsim, he says, no, this is to the exclusion of Nigei Onsim. What's he talking about here? Look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Pratlin Nigei Onsim, Shimbo Nigei Maide Nefiha Shade. Not sure what that means exactly, but a shade blows something and causes tzeras. Hilo metame, that's not going to become tame. What we're learning from the pasuk here is not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving a guarantee. We're making a drasha that if tzeras comes to the house through some means, it's fine, but if it comes because of an onus, I don't know how you know when it comes because of this or this or that, but if it comes because of an onus, so that would not be called nigar. Ignoring that last piece just for a second of Rabbi Shimon, Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda Basura, so we see from this bright that Rabbi Yehuda says there was a Basura, there was an announcement that this was guaranteed to happen in the houses of Eretz Yisrael. Hachanami, Ema Gazer, he sees as well by Nasi, we should say there's a Gezera from Shemai that he's going to sin. Hokach, that's why it says im by the Kohen Gadol to teach me that don't think it's a gzeira from Shemayim by the Nasi, even though it says asher, it really means im as well, like the Kohen Gadol, if he does sin. Now the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Shimon. Ulu Rabbi Shimon nigei onsim mila matame? Does Rabbi Shimon really think that nigam that come from an onus, that comes against a person's will, they're not metame? The Hatani, the Brisa tells us, Adam ki hiya, that when a person sees tum, it's referring to an Adam, he sees Zav, so he becomes tummy, even though it comes because of Ones. So here as well, by the Negaim, by Tsaras, it should also come even because of Ones. So the Gemara says, oh, this is going on the Tsaras.
Yeah.
Let's see, Gemara says, Pasuk says, Adam kiya be'or The Saros is very good. Okay, this is referring to, I'm sorry, not referring to Zav, it's referring to Tzaras. So a person sees Tzaras, no matter how it comes, it's going to be even Ones, it's going to make him Tameh. So the Gemara says, you're right. When Negaim come because of Ones, it's Tameh only Minadibur Ve'elech, only after Kabbalah Satorah, after Har Sinai. But things that took that were on the bias before Har Sinai, that's not metamei if it came because of ones. So the Gemara says, "Valo dinu isn't a kavachomer tamei bezav the tamei binegayim." This is why I thought I guess it's a zav based on the next line. But I guess we're talking about elsewhere now. If it's tamei bezav tamei binegayim ma zav mina dibur ve'elach af negayim mina dibur ve'elach. You know, based on the kavachomer that just like a zav is going to become tamei even though it comes be'ones, only after the Dibur, only after Kabbalah Satorah, so to Negaim, it's going to be only Ones after Kabbalah Satorah, min ha-Dibur ve'elach. The Gemara says, no, you can't make that Kal v'chomer, lo. Imamris, if you say, Bezav, Shekein, en matame be'ones, so it's not true. That the even though the halachas of Zav apply only after the Dibur, but if a person sees Zav be'ones, against his will, whatever that means, be'ones, so then, Tomer b'negarim shemetamim b'ones, you can't make the equation that the Zav, just like Zav applies only after the Dibur, so to negarim only apply after the Dibur, because we know Zav is not metamim b'ones, but negarim is metamim b'ones. And since negarim apply in more cases than that of Zav, you might think that negarim apply even prior to the Dibur. So that's why you need, it's not based on a kal v'chomer really, or equation really, it's based on a pasuk, tamer lomar, Adam kiyem min ha-dibur ve'elach, that person sees tzaras, the halachas only apply after Kabbalah Satorah, amar prat l'nigei ruchos, as opposed to nigei ruchos. What exactly is nigei ruchos? So if you look at where that Rashi go, look at Rashi, Rava Amar, top left, Rava Amar lo kasha. Had the kama Rabbi Shum prat l'nigei onsin kigon nigei ruchos shaydei nefichas shade. If it comes because of shade and blowing wind, the spirits, v'loy dei adam, that's when it's ones. But v'chi katani tomar b'nigayim b'nishimatamin ones, when the Brisa says it is matami b'ones, that's kigon aydei haka v'kvi. If it comes based on a burn or a cut, and that develops into tzaras, that will be tzaras, even though that's ones. You got to burn. It wasn't on purpose. But if a shadim came from nowhere and started to blow some, I don't know, diseases onto a person, so then that would be ones and would be pater from the halachas of nigayim. Rav Papa says, Amar, Pratli nigei kshafim, it comes because of kishuf, that would be tamei. If it came because of something else, that would be considered tamei, even though it's onsim. So in the end of the day, we see that even though Rabbi Shimon says nigam habami onsim is not subject to tzaras, it's not always true. There are examples where it is true, and that's machlokas Rav Papa versus Rava. Which examples do we acknowledge them as being tamei? Ooh, these are long dafim, guys. The Nasi sinned, unless he was sick. If he was sick, he's potter. Because he was sick, he's no longer the king. Kings get sick. They're allowed to get sick. So Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Prat LeNasi SheNitzTareya. No, not a stam chol, not an illness. It's referring to a nasi who got tzaras. Then he's losing his post as a melech. Shenemar, it says Vayinaga Hashem as a melech. Vayimetzara Ad Yom Moso. Vayoshe Beveis HaChavshis. Vayosim Ben Hamelech Al Habayis. So we see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the king. He was plagued with tzaras, and then he was placed in a house that was free. He was living free after that fact. And instead, this is referring to which king? This is Aziyahu. And then instead of him, Yosam ben Hamelach was appointed, the Yosam was the new king. So the Gemara says, so that's how we see he was no longer king after receiving tzaras. The Gemara now says a fascinating point about leadership. Mitakamar bebeis hachavshis. What does it mean? After he lost his post as a king, he was placed in a free house? What do you mean? Wasn't he free as a king? So mitichlal da'ad hashta av evid hava. Meaning when he was a king, he was actually an Eved when he was a king. Only when he was no longer king did he become free. Ki had the Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, havi azli b'sfinasa, they were traveling in a boat once, behadi the Rabban Gamliel, havi pizza. Rabban Gamliel had some bread, behadi Rabbi Yeshua, havi pizza of a salsa. Rabbi Yeshua thought to bring bread, and he also thought to bring flour. Shalim pizza the Rabbi Gamliel. They finished the bread of Rabbi Gamliel, and then samech asulta the Rabbi Yeshua, a good thing Rabbi Yeshua had some extra bread, he had flour, so Rabbi Gamliel started to use the flour of Rabbi Yeshua, because it lasted longer. Amar Leh, he says to Rabbi Gamliel, says to Rabbi Yeshua, Mi havi yadas to havelan laikuva kuli hai? He says, Salsa, you knew it. We're taking a trip that took 3 days. We happen to be here for 2 weeks. How do you know it's going to take so long that you packed some flour along with you? Amar Leh, Kochav Echel, the Shivim Shana, there's a star that comes out every 70 years. Ola, it comes up. Umetaes, Asfanim, it causes distraction and causes everyone to go the wrong direction, all the different sailors. But Marty, and I said to myself, Rabbi Shua is talking, that Shema Yalav Yita Osana, maybe it's going to come up this evening and it's going to trick us. So I brought some flour, which stores for much better than dough, than bread. Amar Leh, you're so smart, and you have to come to make a living traveling by sea? Uh-huh. Doesn't make any sense. The fascinating point here, Rashi says, because the poor people will travel by sea. You're wealthier, you don't have to travel anywhere. Tosafot Rashi says, what do you mean? If you're wealthy, that's dafka when you do travel by sea. Then you could start, you know, exporting all your merchandise. Only the wealthy people travel by boat. So this machlokas, Rashi tells us which type of people traveled on boats. Either way,
the whole point is that he couldn't make Parnassa in his own place.
Yeah, there's a Gemara in
So that's what Rashi says here. That he said, look, Rashi Amar Lo, bottom left here, Chachma Yesh B'Yardcha, you're so wise, V'ata Yorah L'Svina L'Schora, B'Shul Mizonezach, you're looking for Parnassa on the boat, you should stay back home and find Parnassa. Which implies from Rashi that only poor people will look for money traveling on boats. But Tosafot Rashi says, no, wealthy people travel by boats. Poor people can't afford boats. They would stay home trying to go to the local stores or local houses to sell some things here. Either way, he was enamored by the great wisdom of Rabbi Yeshua. And he says to him, Amar Leh, Achata Tama Alai, before you wonder about how smart I am, says Rabbi Yeshua, Tama Al Shnei Tamidim Sheish Lecha B'Yabasha. Look at your two students you have who don't even travel by sea. Rabbi Elazar Chasma Rabbi Yochanan Ben Gudgana. Sheyodin Lishar Kama Tipos Yesh B'Yam. They could tell you how many drops of water there are in the entire ocean. Veinlem Pash Lechol, yet they have nothing to eat. Vlo Beger Lubosh, nothing to wear. So even though people are really, really wealthy, they don't make a lot of money. They used to tell me, it's probably, you know this, that the A students, the B students, and the C students. I think the C students work for the B students, and the A students teach the B students, and the C students work for the B students. I mean, the A students are the ones who are just busy being teachers and not wealthy. The B students, the average ones, are the ones who are making money, and the C students are the ones who are working for the big B students. So the wealthiest people, the smartest people, aren't always the wealthiest people. So he says, look at those two individuals who have no money. He says, Nasan Daito Lo Shivim Berosh. So Rabbi Gamliel wanted to appoint these two Talmidim as heads of the yeshiva. Kishalosh, when he got back to land, Shalach Lehem, he summoned them. Lo Bo, they didn't come. Chaz of Shalach, he sent to them again to come to my house, Rabbi Gamliel said. Ubo, they came. Amar Lehem, he says to them, Kimedum Matem Shishrara Ani Nosin Lechem. You think I'm giving you something powerful, a prestigious position to be appointed Rosh Yeshiva, to be appointed something in charge? Avdus aninosin lechem. I'm giving you avdus. I'm giving you slavery. What it means to be a leader is to be nothing more than a slave. Shenamar vaydabru alav lemor im hayom tia eved lamaze. You're going to be a king. It says in Malachim, you're going to be an eved. Rather, when you're king, it means you're an eved. So this ma'isa here is what it meant to be that when he left Beis Chafshi, when he left from being a king to a free house, he was no longer had that obligation of the heavy weight of the tzibur on his shoulders. Gemara now says two lines down. Tani Rabbanan Asher Nasi Yechta Amr Reb Yochanan Ben Zakkai Ashrei Hador Shenasi Shelo Mevi Karban Ashkagah. So praiseworthy is the door, the generation that the Nasi is willing to admit his sins and go ahead and bring karbanos. Im Nasi Shelo Mevi Karban Tarchata Lomer Mahu Hedyo. If the Nasi is willing to bring and be machni himself to bring a karban in front of all the Am, certainly all the Hedyotos are going to learn from that and also go ahead and admit their sins. If he's willing to admit his mistakes that are done accidentally, which you could justify, certainly when it comes to a mitzvah and a veira rather done on purpose, certainly he's going to admit his sins as well. So Mark says, is that really true? Every time the word asher means, it means asher, it really means praiseworthy. Maskevla rava bred rabba elamiat. If that's the case, dichsev es asher yechta mina. That pasuk is found where in Vayikra. It says, it's a lashon asher mina kodesh. Yisham ubirav ben nevad. Sorry, asher chata. When a person sins with hektish, it's ashrei, praiseworthy. A person who sins with hektish, with meila, and ubirav ben nevad, who is one of the worst, one of the biggest rishon we have in history. Yichsid be asher chata, asher hechti, hachanami da ashrei hador hu. Praiseworthy is the generation that Yeravam sinned and caused others to sin as well. Certainly not. So the Gemara says, you're right. Really, the word asher never means asher. It always means asher when it happens. But dafka, in the context of a nasi, shiny hacha, the shani kra bedibur, changed its word. Because by the Kohen Gadol it said im. So it should have said by nasi im as well. The fact that it changed here into asher, here's where we're allowed to make the drasha. But any other application of asher to asherei doesn't make any sense. Gemara now says, Darish Rav Nachman by Rav Chista, Mai dechse, what does it mean in the pasuk? Yesh hevel asher nasi al haaretz. There's hevel that's done on the ground, and the continuation of the pasuk, which is the important part here, asher yesh tzadikim asher magi aleihem kemasei rasham. Great is the tzadikim who receive the reward of the rasham or the punishment of the rasham. And then the pasuk says, v'yesh rasham shemagi aleihem kemasei tzadikim. And then there are those rasham who receive the portion of the tzadikim. It goes back and it seems backwards. So the Gemara darshins, ashrayim letzadikim shemagi aleihem kemasei rasham shel olam haba. Bom hazeh. Praiseworthy are those tzaddikim who receive the portion of the shams olm haba in olm hazeh, meaning they get the gehenim in this world. Tzaddikim have a terrible life. This way, they can cleanse themselves and have a very pure olm haba. And oy lehem l'rishayim shemagi alem kemaisa tzaddikim shalom haba bom hazeh. Is woe to those rishayim who receive a wonderful life of the tzaddikim, of the tzaddikim's olm haba. The rishayim receive in this world. This way, they're left with nothing, no schar left in olm haba. So that's the simple understanding of the pasuk in Koheles. Amar Rava, Rava says, Atu tzadiki iachli trei alme misanilei. If the tzadik is zochet to both worlds, to live in this world, to enjoy olam hazeh, and to enjoy olam haba, is he hated? Is that so bad? Of course not. That can't be the pasuk. Not every tzadik is going to have a terrible life. El Amar Rava, Ashrem l'tzadikim shemagi aleim kimasi risham sholom hazeh bolam hazeh. Praiseworthy is a tzaddik who receives the portion of a maisa rishayim in this world, an enjoyable life, in addition to, of course, their olam haba, because they're tzaddikim. They have a good olam haza and a good olam haba. That's the best. Oy lahem l'rishayim shemagi alem kimaisa tzaddikim shalom haza bom haza. Woe is to the rishayim who receive the typical tzaddik's life, which is a terrible life in this world. Woe is to such a rasha that he has no olam haza, nor does he have any olam haba. Says the Gemara, Vaitin, Arab Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, also the Kamed, the Rava. They both went to Rava, Amr Lahu. He says to the two of them, O Kimtan, Masachtan, Palan, Masachta, Palan, did you learn this Masachta? Did you learn this Masachta? Amr Lahu, in, they did. Isarta Porta, did you get a little wealthy, make some money? Amr Lahu, in, we did a little bit. The Zavnin, Katina, Dara, they bought a little piece of land, some real estate, they made some money. So they learned a lot, they learned this Masachta, and they also made some money on the side doing some real estate. So, Ashrem letzadikim shemagi aleihem kimasei arishayim shebolam hazeh bom hazeh. He quoted this Gemara here that praiseworthy, wonderful for those tzaddikim who receive both a good portion in this world and a good portion in the next world. Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'idich, so what does the pasuk mean when it says, Ki yisharm darche Hashem, the ways of Hashem are straight, the tzaddikim yelchu bam, and the tzaddikim walk on the straight paths of Hashem, uposhim, those who do averos, the risham yichashul bam, are going to stumble on these same exact drachim. Mashal l'shnei b'nei adam, it's a mashal of two people, shetzalu pischem, they were roasting their karban pesach, echad achlu l'shem mitzvah, one had the intention of being mekayin the mitzvah, the echad achlu l'shem achila gasa, one wanted to overindulge, so zesh achlu l'shem mitzvah, tzaddikim yelchu bam. The one who ate it properly, that's the tzaddikim walking the proper path. Those who ate it for achilagasa, for a overindulging, he's called a poshim yichashubam, that he's a rasha who's stumbling over a mitzvah. Amalei Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, Rasha karishalei? You're going to call the second guy who ate achilagasa rasha? Granted, he didn't do it the best way possible. But Pesach miluk achel, but did he not eat a karm Pesach? He was mekayin the mitzvah. The different levels, but he didn't do an aveira. He's not called poshim. So Ella, you know what the proper mashal should be? Ella mashal l'shnei b'nei adam, zeh ishto v'achosa ima b'bayis. This guy, he goes home, his wife is home and his sister is home. Zeh ishto v'achosa ima, and there's another guy who's bayis echad, his wife and sister are also home. Nizdami lo isho v'echad nizdam lo achosa. One guy went to the house, it was dark, was with his wife, the other one was with achosa. Zeshin is damnu lo ishto, the one who is zochel to his wife that night, tadikim yochu bam. Zeshin is damnu lo achos, the one who is with his sister, unfortunately, that night, was poshim yichashlu bam. So we see that's the example here of this pasuk. So Gemara says, midami, is this mashal really comparable to the pasuk? Anan kamina nechada derech. The pasuk referring to the same exact path, v'hacha shnei drachim. These are two different paths, these are two different houses. Ella, you know what the proper mashal for the pasuk is? Ella mashal lelot v'shnei benos of Lot and his two daughters. Hein shen iskavnu l'shem mitzvah. The same exact maisa where the daughters had a proper intention to l'shem mitzvah. They thought they were saving the world and tzadikim yelchubam for the daughters. Who shen iskavnu l'shem aver, but Lot who had bad intentions uposhim yichashim bam. So the very same exact maisa. One was a mitzvah. One side was considered an aver. Gemara says, Dilma hu nami l'shem mitzvahu mechavin. How do you know Lot's intentions were bad? Maybe he also had intentions for a mitzvah. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol ha-pasuk hazeh, the entire pasuk by Lot, l'shem avera, was all for avera. Nemar, tis va'isa Lot, Lot lifted up his eyes, v'tisa eishas adonai, esay ne'a, this we have a gezer shava, it says v'tisa by Yosef, by eishas Potiphar, and by Yosef, so to va'isa Lot is referring to an avera, lifting up the eyes to do an avera. It says by Lot Vayar, Esainov, his eyes, Lot's eyes, with a Gzer Shava to Shimshon, Vayomer Shimshon, Oso Kachli, Kihi Yashra Beina. He wanted to marry a girl from the Plishim because his eyes were drawing him towards her. That's an Avera. And then it says by Lot, Vayar, Oso Shchem ben, rather Vayar, it says by Lot, he saw. It says by Lot, by Shchem, Vayar, Oso Shchem ben Chamor, he saw Dina, also Le Avera. It says again by Lot, Eskola Kikar Yarden, he saw the entire Kikar Yarden, that's Lot. It says as well in Mishlei, referring to Znus, Ki Va'ad Isha Zona Ad Kikar Lechem. So as well, Kikar is referring to Znus. And then finally it says, Ki Chula Mashke, Lot saw the entire land, there was all full of Mashke, with a Gezer Shavat to Hoshea, Elcha Chare Me'avai, I'm going to follow after my loved ones, Nosne Lachme Me'mai Tzamri, Upishi Shamni V'shikuyai, it's referring to Mashke, referring to drinks, which is also in the context of Avera. So everything that Lot was doing was really considered negative. The Gemara says, "V'ha minas anis." He was drunk. Why was he at fault here? Lot did nothing wrong. He got drunk that night. He didn't know what his daughters were going to do to him. Tana mishuma, Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yochoni, lama naked al vav sheu v'kuma. The word v'kuma, when he woke up in the morning, it says a dot. There's a nakuda on top of the v'kuma. Shabachir, when he woke up, lomar to teach me. Shabishichva lo yada. When he went to sleep that night, he was completely drunk. Didn't know what was going on. Aval v'kuma yada. But when he woke up in the morning, he was aware of what went on. Ask the Mara, still, what did he do wrong? What can he do? Whatever happened. That night, he didn't know what happened. He woke up in the morning. He realized something wrong took place, but it's too late. Mara says, Nafkamina, it's relevant, the Lafani Achrina, the next evening, Loi Bale Lishmisha, he shouldn't have drunk in the second night to get drunk yet again, and he did. So granted, the first night wasn't his Avera, but the second night was his fault. Darish Rabba Darshan. Ma'idik said, what does the pasuk mean? It says in Mishle, Ach nifsha mikiras oz umidyanim kivriach armon. Ach nifsha mikiras oz. That refers to Zelot shepirish me Avram, right? Because Lot was he was a brother, and Avram is referred to as oz as strong. So Ach, the brother Lot was nifsha. He sinned. He came from Avram, and then it says umidyanim kivriach armon. That means shehitil midyanim. Midyanim means fights. He placed fights bein Yisrael la'amon. He created a lot of. Big separation between Klaisel and Amon. Shenemar, it says, we have a pasuk, Lo Yavo Amoni Umoavi Bekal Hashem. Amon and Moav, who come from below, Benoslo, they're not allowed to enter into Am Yisrael. That's all of his fault. He created that Midianim, that separation between Am Yisrael and his descendants. Darish Rava Darshan further, same others say, Rabbi Yitzchak, Maidich, it was a pasuk, Mina Mishle, it says, Lisava Yivakesh Nifrad, the one who is separated, Nifrad, sought out Taiva, Bechol Toshia Yiskala, with all the Toshia, with all the Torah, we'll see, it became exposed. What does this mean? The Tava Yivakesh Nifrad, Zelot Shinifrad Me'avram, Lot separated from Avram, and he was Mevakesh Taiva, he looked for Taiva in this world. What does that mean? Bechol Toshia Yiskala, Shinis Gala Kolona Bebatim Knasios Bebatim Medrashos. The word Toshia, based on other sources, refers to the Torah. That within, Bechol Toshia, within Torah, Yisgalo is going to be exposed, the Avera of Lo. As it says, and we say, Ditnan, Amoni Moavi Asurin Israel. And the Mishnah tells us in Masech Zivamos, and the Pasuk says, in Bat Knesset, we read the Halacha, that Lo Yava Amoni Moavi Bekal Hashem, everyone's going to be aware of why can't Benos Lo to Amon and Moav enter into Klaisel, because of the Kolon, the disgrace, the Avera that Lo was involved with. Amar Ula says now, Tamar, Zinsa, Vizimrei, Zina. Both of these individuals were involved in Znus. Tamar with Yehuda, and Zimrei with Kozbi Bas Tzur HaBidyonis. Tamar, Zinsa. Tamar was involved in Znus with Yehuda, yet Yasami Menem, Lachem, Nevi'im. She was oath that kings and great prophets come from her. But Zimrei, Zina, and what happened to his descendants, Naflu, Kamarivos, Misol, he caused that very moment, that event, caused tens of thousands of Jews to be killed in that magefa at the end of Parshas Chukas, leading into Parshas Pinchas. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Gedola Aveira Lishma Mimitzah Shelo Lishma. Greater is an Aveira than Lishma. Meaning Aveira done for a good cause. Not Aveira, I'm doing Aveira to eat pig to pee pig. Negative Aveira done for a positive cause is greater than a mitzvah Shelo Lishma. How do we know? Shenemar, it says, Tivorach Minoshim Yael Eishes Chaver Hakeni. Yael, who had killed Sisra, she was involved, she had tashrish with Sisra in order to trick him and kill him. That was an Aveira Lishma. It says, Tivorach Minoshim Yael Eishes Chaver Hakeni, Minoshim Baal Tivorach. Greater the ones from of Yael. Yael is greater than those of the Ohel. Who's in the Ohel? My Ninu, Noshim Baal, Sarah Rivka Rachel Vileya. You see, Yael, who was a very lishma, was perhaps greater, or among the great ones, along with the, actually, all the way around, I'm sorry, that, is it greater? I'm not sure if it's greater, but she's in the same category as the Noshim Oel. As a side point, it's interesting here to Sarah Rivka Rachel, it should really say Leah of a Rachel, Leah was older than Rachel. They point out here different reasons why they do this, and there's a discussion whether in the Bircha Rofei Cholom, whether you should say Rachel or Leah in the Misha Berachs. Gemara says, is that really true that aver lishma is greater than a mitzvah shelo lishma? Eini v'hamar Rav Yehuda Marav liolam yasek al the mitzvah afilu shelo lishma shemitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. A person should always do a mitzvah, even though he's got no good lishma, no good intentions. At least do a mitzvah because eventually it will lead you to do it for the proper reason. So we see even shelo lishma leads you to a lishma. So how can an aver lishma be better than a mitzvah shelo lishma? So Gemara says, Eima, let's tweak that a bit and say, Kiet mitzvah shelo lishma. Not that an aver lishma is better than a mitzvah shelo lishma, it's equal. An aver lishma is equal to a mitzvah shelo lishma. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan says, going back to the mice of Ya'el and Sisra, Sheva Be'ilos Bal Osa Rasha, Ba'osa Shasha, there were seven Be'ilos, seven Tashmish Shemitas they had that evening. Shenemar says in the Pasuk in Shoftim, Bein Ragla, Kara Nafal Shachav, Gomer, it says the word Nafal Shachav around seven times in there to tell me that there'd be a seven times Ya'el and Sisra. So ask the Gemara, V'hok Mishanya Be'aveira, but Ya'el, in the end of the day, didn't she have Hana during the Tashmish? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai, very important Yesod here. Afilu tovasim shevashayim rahi eitzel tzadikim. If it's anything that's going to give benefit to a rasha, that means by definition for the tzadik it's going to be very uncomfortable and it will not be hana. Even though physically you can imagine this hana, a tzadikes will not allow that to be any enougher. If it's going to be good for the rasha, it's going to be bad for the tzadik. It's a very deep concept. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav liolam yasek adam b'torah mitzvos afilu shlolishma shemitoch shlolishma baldishma. Learning shlolishma will lead to learning lishma. Shebeschar arbaim ushnayim karbanos shehikriv balak harasha. The 42 karbanos balak brought, which were mitzvahs, but it was shlolishma. He was still zocha to something. Zocha v'yatza mimena rus. He was zocha to have rus come from him. Damar Rav Yosi Rabbi Chanina rus bas beno shel eglon ben beno shel balak. So we see that even a mitzvah shalolishma, like what Bilam did, he was zocha to a tremendous schar. And let's finish off this last piece here. Amr Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yochanan minayin she'ena Kadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach afilu schar sicha na. How do you know a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mekapeach, doesn't hold back even a small speech, every amount of lashon aki, every type of thing, even a small mitzvah deserves a reward. Mehacha from the following from the Bnos Lo. Dilu Bechira, the older daughter of Lot, Karya Moav called her son Moav to tell everyone that she came Me'av from my father. She was willing to publicize her Avera. Amalei Rachmana, Rachmana says, Lemosha, Hashem says to Moshe, Al Tatsas Moav, Al Tiskar Bahem Milchama, don't trouble them and don't attack them. Milchama, Hudilo, says the Gemara, Hai, Tsar Tsuarinim, you cannot attack them, but you can cause Moav pain. As opposed to Hatsuri, rather, Ilatsira, the younger daughter of Lot, Dekarya ben Ami, called my nation, but didn't expose the Aveira of the father, she was more Tanua, Amrle, she gets a greater schar, Al Titsurim, Al Titskar, Bam, Klal, Afilu Ta'uri Lo. Not only can he not attack them, but also you shouldn't cause them to have any trouble. One last piece here, I'm sorry, there's 2 seconds here. Amr Bechir Ba'ab, Vin Amr Bishua ben Karchel, the Olam Yaknim Adam, Tara Mitzvah. Person should always do a mitzvah as soon as possible. The reason about the theme of the mitzvahs, the first night, the fact that the bechira did the Avera or the Mitzvah one night earlier than the Tzira, the older woman Zachta Lekadmasa Arba Doros Lamalchus. She was Zochah the four generations earlier of kingdom than that of the younger one, who was a little bit delayed in her Mitzvah being with her own father, whatever that means exactly, but a lot of deep things.